Well, the Ruby Princess cruise ship that haunted Australia's eastern seaboard for weeks has been pinpointed as the likely source of a serious COVID-19 outbreak at hospitals in the Tasmanian city of Burnie. But a report by the state's public health department that's out today fails to explain how the coronavirus spread from infected cruise ship passengers to more than 80 health workers. And questions about one of the worst outbreaks in the country being left unanswered means that doctors and nurses in Burnie are feeling unsafe as they return to work. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Coronavirus has killed 11 people in northwest Tasmania, and there are still more than 60 active cases in the region. The outbreak has Burnie obstetrician Kim Dobromilski worried. She's asking for extra protection and wants to wear a P2 mask when she delivers babies.
I think the safest option for doctors and nurses and midwives caring for patients, if it's not clear that the patient is safe, then they should be treated as a possible COVID patient. And that same should apply to the staff.
She has the backing of the president of the Tasmanian branch of the AMA, Professor John Burgess.
So obstetric colleagues have reported that during labour, the level of potential aerosolisation and droplet spread is high, and we would certainly support them in their request that they have access to appropriately fitted N95 masks for their protection.
The Tasmanian Health Minister, Sarah Courtney, hasn't made it clear if the maternity staff will get P2 masks.
Across both our public sites but also the provisions that are purchased through the Northwest Private Hospital, we'll work with them and work with our staff and work with local leadership to ensure that the appropriate PPE is there and that appropriate training is provided as well.
Not satisfied, the AMA has itself sent 900 P2 masks to specialist doctors and GPs in Burnie. Also heightening concerns, an interim state government report into the outbreak in the hospitals in Burnie released today. It found that staff caught the virus from Ruby Princess patients in March and spread it to their colleagues and other patients. The Tasmanian Premier, Peter Gutwin, says patients and staff are not to blame.
The name, the Ruby Princess, is known to, I think everybody in this country now. What we know is that about 1 in 10 coronavirus cases throughout Australia could be linked to that ship. And hundreds of cases across many states have stemmed from it. What the report confirms is that most likely that ground zero for the outbreak at the Northwest Regional Hospital was the Ruby Princess.
But the details of exactly how the virus was transferred from known COVID patients to staff and other patients hasn't been revealed. The Director of Public Health, Mark Veitch, says that's because it's an epidemiological report.
It's a document that is based on information collected from cases, usually on the day that they were diagnosed. It's rarely possible in each case to identify a precise moment when infection transmitted from another person to them.
The Tasmanian Premier has dismissed calls from the Labor opposition for a royal commission, saying plans for an independent inquiry are already in place. The AMA's John Burgess argues today's report is not adequate.
It really doesn't do justice to the detailed analysis that's required. It doesn't describe how the virus made its way into the community and into that hospital system.
Whether it's an independent inquiry or whether it's a royal commission, I think what needs to occur is a much broader lens applied to look at the entire pandemic response.
That's the Tasmanian Secretary of the Nursing and Midwifery Federation, Emily Shepherd. Meanwhile, the Secretary of the State's Health Department, Catherine Morgan-Wicks, has promised more protective equipment and training will be available to staff.
What this report underlines is that everyone needs to be aware of their own health and be alert for even the mildest symptom and to isolate themselves from the workplace and get tested.
As part of the strict back-to-work conditions in Burnie, workers are being tested for COVID-19 and they also have to have their temperature taken when arriving at the hospital for work.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.